Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Better Than Gold, was written by Patricia Rabin. When gold seeker Edward Jackson set out for California during the Great Gold Rush in the U.S., his diary entry on May 20, 1849, lamented his grueling wagon journey, marked by disease and death. "Oh, do not leave my bones here," he wrote. "If possible, let them lay at home." Another gold seeker named John Walker penned, "It is the most complete lottery that you can imagine. I cannot advise any person to come." Walker, in fact, returned home and succeeded at farming, ranching, and state politics. When a family member took Walker's yellowing letters to the American TV program Antiques Roadshow, they were valued at several thousand dollars. Said the TV host, "So he did get something valuable out of the gold rush, the letters." Even more, both Walker and Jackson returned home after gaining wisdom that caused them to take hold of a more practical life. Consider these words about wisdom from King Solomon in Proverbs 3. "Blessed are those who find wisdom. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. A wise choice is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold, making wisdom more precious than any earthly desire. Long life is in her right hand, and all her paths are peace." Our challenge, therefore, is to hold tight to wisdom, not shiny wishes. It's a path God will bless. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Proverbs 3, verses 13 through 18. "Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, when we're blinded by the lure of shiny wishes, inspire us to take hold of wiser choices, walking the path of wisdom back to your blessed peace. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Joyce Dinkins, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.